Blog Talk Radio.
Yahweh, indeed our God is an awesome God. And welcome again to another episode of your program, All Eyes on Africa. And I'm going to be the moderator, the host for today's show, Kemi Fadujutsimi. We will be continue our conversation in reference to the historic visit of our president, coupled with the introduction of the new association within the metropolitan area, Nigerian American Lawyers Association. They are diverse from different areas of expertise practicing within the metro area, Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. And I have the privilege of meeting some of the members of this great organization. I'm expecting the gentleman that will be representing the organization to call in any moment from now. But in between or in the interim, let's welcome my caller, 7603. And if she has any contribution, I'm sure I have seen this number several times, and I wanted to give her the opportunity to at least share her view about the historic visit of our, their PMB, and that's the nickname, the President Muhammadu Buhari. 7603, the last digit. If you are interested, please share your opinion with us. Hello, are you there?
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Okay, I was about to go to the next person.
I'm sorry. This is Sinu Akinshola.
I'm also
a member of NALA, and
okay.
I thank you for inviting me again on the show. Regarding the visit of President Muhammad Buhari, we're so happy, we're so elated, grateful to President Obama, actually, for inviting him and for receiving him and having an extensive discussions, you know, with our President Buhari. And it's kind of, like you said, it's really an historical visit. And it's an historical event, actually, because it's like the first ever black president of the United States, which is the biggest democratic, which is the biggest democracy in the world, and meeting with the newest and the youngest, you know, of a more diverse world, a very democratic country in the sub-Saharan region, you know, the Nigerian people, they've shown over and over again that Nigeria also has it and we can showcase our own. And when we are strong, there's a lot that can be achieved with the democracy and with the voting. They voted a president into the office, you know, and Nigeria being the largest economy in Africa, the two presidents meeting, and they have a lot of issues together to discuss because, for example, the security issues, which the United States is actually very much interested in to combat the insurgency, especially the Boko Haram, who has been troubling the northern part of Nigeria. And a lot of other issues, you know, that we think that they would have discussed, and I think they did, but we're just waiting to see how that will work out and what is going to be the consequence of the meeting and the implementation of everything that they have said, probably in closed doors and some that they've shared openly with the public. So I'm really very excited that a lot of good things will happen, you know, from this meeting. And this is like an inroad, actually, to Nigeria and also to African continent, actually, for this meeting.
Sure. I mean, I was going to just interject because I was so excited when you mentioned that the most powerful black man in the world, because here is President Barack Obama, controlling United States of America, and President Muhammadu Buhari controlling Nigeria, that is the largest, the most populous country in Africa. So it's indeed, you know, an exciting moment for every one of us. I mean, the friends of Africa, the diaspora, I mean, everybody roll out the drums, and I'm sure Washington, D.C. recognizes that there's someone visiting or someone in our midst that is just out of this world. And let's just go for a short break, and we'll be right back. Let's listen to more music. Ms. Tinu Akinshola, thank you for staying with us. And to my listeners, Thank you for that short break. We are going back to our topic, introducing the Nigerian American Lawyers Association, and I'm glad that we have one of their members online. Nigerian Lawyers Association, they are a combination of attorneys, law students, and legal professionals located in D.C. metropolitan area or serving within the metro area. And yesterday, one of the gentlemen mentioned that they are now extending or expanding beyond the metro area. Ms. Tino, if you can please fill in the gap for us today and just tell us a little bit about your association.
Thank you. Actually, this association, Nigerian American Lawyers Association, comprised, like you said, of professionals, you know, including attorneys who are serving in every area of in all facets of life. I mean, we have attorneys who are working as policy attorneys. We have private practicing attorneys. We have attorneys who are prosecutors. But the main thing is that we even have law students. But the very main thing that we want you to know is that these attorneys are of Nigerian descent, and they are Americans also. They've gone to law school here. Some of us have gone to law school abroad too, Nigeria, Europe, and all over. And we are in the community, and we're doing and actively advocating for the interest of the Nigerians, of Africans, of these communities. You know, we are in this metropolitan D.C. area, and we are interested in having people we want them to be aware of our existence and that we are here, you know, to advocate, to support, and to defend and to protect, you know, and promote all the interests that I've said, that I've referenced, you know, in this area. So because of the fact that we believe that integrity of the legal professional should be uncompromised, and so that is why we are trying to, like, advance, you know, the interest of everyone, much as we are advancing the interest of each other as an attorney, we are also trying to enhance and advance, promote and support the interest of everyone in this community, especially the Nigerians, especially the Africans. Thank you.
Interesting. So I'm so excited to know that we have an organization that we can call on in case we need your counsel. You have diverse, like, you have attorneys that are practicing as for bankruptcy, for immigration law, can you please tell us, because, you know, I don't really know much about the association, but I'm sure that my listeners would like to know what are the different areas that they can tap in case they need your services.
Yes, we have attorneys, actually, who are practicing in the, like you said, in real estate. We have those. We have bankruptcy attorneys. We have attorneys who do family practice, those who do child support, neglect. We have transactional attorneys. We have international trade, international transactions attorneys. You know, we have attorneys who are even in the social security area, the policy attorneys, contract attorneys. We have procurement, you know. We have for small businesses, you know, we have that too. So just all you have to do is call us, email us, or tweet us, or even Facebook us, like us on the Facebook. We are there on the Facebook. We also have, I've said something about email anyway, so.
Go ahead.
Yeah, or write us. yes.
Our
phone number, or even call us. We have a phone number, which is, do you want me to say it?
Go ahead, because normally
okay.
people tend to wait till the last minute and they won't have the opportunity to really tell listeners, you know, where to contact them or how to contact them. And
okay.
I really want you to really throw those words out there for where
okay.
for people to see you or meet with you or to seek your counsel, and as
yes.
well as, you know, what are the requirements or the process or the, you know, all the whole nine yards.
Okay, yeah. Okay, you can reach us via email, and our email address is info@nalausa.org. And also, you can fax us at 301-585-0854. Our phone number is 301-836-5789. I'll take that again. 301-836-5789. You can also choose to write us if you want at P.O. Box 5, Upper Marlboro, Maryland 20773. So that is our contact information. If you call us or email, however you do it, we are sure to respond to you. And whoever responds, actually our general counsel or the who is Isaac Falusi or the director of communications, Emeka Onwezi, most likely will be the people who will actually return your call or summons, rather. So, like I said, we are here, you know. We are here to assist us, to promote us, even culturally, you know, economically, socially, even politically, in the development of the Nigerian-American communities. And we are here because we have the vehicle of the law in our hands that we need to use for your own interest and for the good of everybody, you know. And sometimes we conduct other things like we try to do conferences, seminars. We try to liaise with others who are having seminars and workshops and trainings, even public education, to make you to know, to tell you about your rights. Some issues are out there that people don't know about. You have questions, contact us. Don't hesitate. Let us hear from you. We want to hear from you because we're here to help. Thank you.
And I'm glad you say you are here to serve. And to serve not only the Nigerian community, is to serve everyone that might need your services, or is your focus mainly on the Nigeria community?
Not only the Nigerian community, but it's Nigerian community is included. Like I've always said, and I'll repeat it again, NALA is here for the interest to promote, to defend, to support, and to advocate for the interest of Nigerians, of Africans, of African Americans, and for the communities around this region.
Awesome. And talking about Nigerian American Lawyers Association, for those of my listeners that just joining, they are awesome group of people, well learned, put themselves together and said, now we have to come together and do something for our community. They practice within Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and they are looking forward to expand beyond the metropolitan area. And on the line or phone with me currently is one of their members, Mrs. Tinu Akinshola. Mrs. Tinu, what is your membership drive like? For some of my listeners, they might not be, they might be a lawyer, and how would they join your association if they are interested?
Okay, thank you for that question. If you're interested, if you're out there, I'm sure you would have actually received one or two emails from either the president or the director of communications, because we try to like network. We all know each other. Most of us actually know each other around this region. So I know I've had to approach some of our colleagues, our friends. Of course, this is summer season. Everybody's going on vacation and moving back and forth, but as August settles in, we tend to settle down, so we want to hear from you. We want you to be part of us. You can join us, like I said, our contact information, as well as when you hear about us, when somebody calls you, please do not hesitate. Yield and come to meetings. Of course, we have meetings every third Saturday of the month, and these meetings are actually always held at each law firm. I don't know anybody who wants to host it. You may be out there interested in hosting the meeting. If you indicate, we will bring the meeting to your office. So it's like, it's not, we don't have a fixed venue or a fixed place where we go for meetings. We go to each other's offices. So depending on who is willing to host, so that if I'm willing to host, it's going to happen in my office or wherever I want to host. And that is how we connect. That is how we meet. And when we meet, we discuss a lot of issues that cuts across, you know, our practice. We also actually, we invite bar association members and professionals in different area of practice to come and lecture us, because we are also promoting our own interests as attorneys. We are giving ourselves, we're equipping ourselves, you know, with the tools, the know-how that is necessary for us to be able to be that expertise that we put ourselves out there, you know, that we propagate, you know, to be. So, and which is why every other month every other month we tend to do CLEs, you know, and depending on the subject matter that we all agree on. And that's how we just want to enhance our own practice, you know, and support each other before we put ourselves out there even to support others. And whatever interest we have, we try to, like, link each other, you know, support each other, encourage each other, and help each other out, even in our practice.
Great information. Thank you, Ms. Tinu Akinshola. I'm sure that the meeting schedule is also posted on your website. I'm not sure.
Yes.
Can you please tell my listeners your website address again?
Okay. Our website... Our website address is www.nalausa.org. That is our website. www.nalausa.org. And our email address is info@nalausa.org, nalausa.org, that is.
nalausa.org. And that's Ms. Tinu Akinshola, one of the members of the members of Nigerian American Lawyers Association. Talking about lawyers, from the legal point of view, Ms. Akinshola, what is your response or reaction to President Buhari's visit to the U.S. and his discussions so far?
Wow, that's a big one. For me,
I'm sure I didn't put you
yeah,
on
but
the board.
Thank you for asking the questions. But for me, my big issue is about strengthening the Nigerian judiciary. And I'm not sure, I've not read anywhere that there was any such discussions, you know, between the two presidents when they met. Or I'm not even sure I've heard from any other source that our president, President Buhari, discussed any such thing with any of the people he has met so far. But I would have been happier, you know, to hear or to know that he has discussed that. Because, for example, from where we are sitting, you know, I'm talking about Nala, we're looking at the fact that there are some looters, okay, in Nigeria that came, you know, went abroad, stashed money, and, of course, they seized their money. But in particular, the former President Abacha, some million dollars was actually seized from him. You know, and we know that this money can actually be released at the discretion of the Attorney General of the Federation of the United States, that is. So our thing is that our position at NALA is that this money can actually be released to do so many things, including the strengthening of the judiciary system in Nigeria. Because I remember 2 days ago, one of your listeners or one of your panel members was actually saying something about human rights in Nigeria, blah, blah, blah. No rights can exist when you don't have the legal system, a strong legal system, or the judicial officers who are just going to be enforcing the or disseminating the law, you know. So, and we know how the legal system in Nigeria is as we speak. So, if this money can be released to strengthen, you know, to train, to make sure that the legal system, the judiciary, is actually strengthened, you know, I think it will go a long way for Nigeria, because on the rule of law is where everything hinges. We're talking about the Chibok girls, we're talking about these insurgents in the Boko Haram and all the terrorism activities that has been going around. Nothing can happen legally unless there is a strong legal system in place. And this money also can be used, you know, to counsel, to rehabilitate some of these girls that have been kidnapped, because we know that some of them have been, of course, some escaped. How do you now bring them back to life? Because even they're still walking, you know, even they seem to be alive, they need to go back to their status quo. You know, they need to be psychologically clear and clean, if you know what I'm saying. Hello?
I'm so excited to have you today. I'm glad that you are part of I will say that you are one of my loyal caller and listeners on my show. I really appreciate it. If you can just tell my audience, my listeners, my participants, you know, those people that cares to hear, what or who is Mrs. Tinu Akinsola? So introduce
yourself
within the metro as well. Do you have your own law firm? We have one.
Oh, okay. Tinu Akinsola. I am an attorney licensed to practice law in 3 jurisdictions, D.C., Maryland. I'm inactive in Maryland, though. But I'm also licensed to practice law in New York. I live in this area, and I work full-time for the area's Metropolitan Transit Authority as a procurement and DB and compliance specialist. And I also have my private practice. I go to court as child abuse, neglect, and support attorney as well as a GAL. I do some immigrations, international transactions, international business, and contract work. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned it because a lot of us will be looking for those areas that you practice, and if you did not tell us, there's no way we would know. So thank you so very much.
Thank you.
I will look forward to hear from you or to have you on my program, and we're going to call it a day. The time is fast spent. Our time is almost running over. And do you have any closing for the Nigerian American Lawyers Association? Just 2 minutes before we close up.
Yeah, in closing, I'm just going to encourage our friends, our lawyer friends, our Nigerian American lawyer friends out there to come join us, even our law students. I'm actually the law students president, going out to recruit law students, encourage them to join us because we have very good things that we can offer them, you know, as someone who's been there, we've done it, and we are here to help them to go through the process as painless as possible. Thank you.
Thank you. And until next time, same place on your program, All Eyes on Africa. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
Thank you.